Good morning. This is Doug Poling with the CBS World News Roundup. For the second day in a row, President Reagan will be talking about education. He did that in Knoxville, Tennessee yesterday, and will do so today in Albuquerque, New Mexico. As Deborah Potter reports, this appears to go beyond education itself.
The president will argue that education must not become a political football, but his goal in recent weeks has been to make it a political issue. And today, in remarks prepared for delivery to the National PTA, Mr. Reagan indirectly attacks his Democratic critics, who call for increased federal spending to improve American schools. The president will tell his audience to send a message to Washington that they want the basics in their schools and the parents back in charge. In Mr. Reagan's words, let us stand together and say no to those who would divide us and drag us down. Let us say yes to the challenge of a national agenda for excellence. The president also is expected to criticize the country's biggest teachers union, the National Education Association, which is fighting a proposal Mr. Reagan endorses for pay raises based on merit. Union officials say that could lead to playing favorites. But administration officials say the polls show that many Americans agree with the president, and they see his Back to Basics campaign as a way of taking the high ground on an issue he can campaign on and win if he decides to run. Deborah Potter, CBS News, Albuquerque.
Releasing a new Democratic report on education this morning, presidential candidate Walter Mondale said there can be no quick or cheap fixes. Mondale proposed spending another $11 billion in federal funds to beef up local school programs. Street violence continued in Santiago, Chile this morning, although it's not as extensive as what happened last night in a number of cities throughout the country. Mary Speck has a report from Santiago.
Rock-throwing students battled police and slum dwellers built barricades in the second day of national protest against Chile's 10-year-old military regime. Radio stations and hospitals said at least two people were killed when police tried to disperse protesters building barricades with rocks in Santiago's slums. Hundreds of people were reportedly arrested in protests throughout the city. University students, shouting assassins and pimps of the state, blocked streets with bonfires and hurled rocks at police who responded with tear gas canisters. After dark, residents of working-class neighborhoods in the southern zone of Santiago built barricades of rocks and bonfires out of branches and car tires. Women and children banged empty pots to symbolize their hunger. Mary Speck for CBS News, Santiago.
And there's another report from Santiago this morning saying five armed men burst into the apartment of the union leader who organized those protests and abducted him. 114 U.S. Army Green Berets, some of them Vietnam veterans, arrived in Honduras yesterday. They will construct a 200-acre military base to train Salvadoran troops fighting a leftist insurgency.
If you're in the market for a new pickup truck, your Datsun dealer has one that's tough to beat. Nissan Trucks. And for a limited time, they are yours at 8.8 annual percentage rate financing. That's right, 8.8% on every rugged new Nissan truck on the lot. You get the power, the cab room, and the double wall bed you need at the low factory financing you want. Think of it. 8.8% financing on rugged 4x4s with front hubs that lock automatically. Heavy-duty long beds that haul over a ton. Diesels, King cabs, sport trucks, the works. One honk of a truck at one heck of a value. 8.8% financing. But you do have to hurry.
Nissan.
This special 8.8 annual percentage rate financing is available to qualified buyers for a limited time only and only at participating Datsun dealers.
Was hijacked to Cuba last night. Flight 414 left Miami for New York, but about a half hour after takeoff, a man said he wanted to go to Cuba. He said he had a gasoline bomb. FBI Special Agent James Freeman said the man claimed he was homesick.
A Latin male in his 50s that ran to the restroom shouting, Cuba, Cuba. He carried with him a bag and also a small vial that the flight attendants believed to contain alcohol because of the smell, the odor that was coming from the area of the bathroom.
Authorities arrested the man when the plane landed in Havana. It returned to Miami, then to New York's LaGuardia Airport, its original destination. Pope John Paul II is preparing for a trip to his homeland, and somewhat nervous government officials in Poland are trying to get ready as well. Security is very tight, and the government has now banned the sale of alcoholic beverages. The Pope travels to Poland tomorrow. He talked about his trip during today's general audience at the Vatican. John Paul speaking in Polish, saying his trip will serve the cause of truth, liberty, and justice.
This is Reed Collins in Warsaw. As the Pope was speaking in Rome, Poland's Vice Premier Rakowski was speaking here. And he came as close today to coaching the Pope as any state official dares. No doubt, he said, if John Paul II takes a stand in his statements that will help normalization, it will be a help toward ending martial law. The visit, said Rakowski, can become a factor in stabilization. He said that Lech Wałęsa is being manipulated by other forces, and declaring that any meeting between Wałęsa and the Pope would be political, Rakowski said the Vatican should discuss it with the regime beforehand. He said meetings between the Pope and party leader Jaruzelski on Friday will not be confined to an exchange of speeches, but will be private with no subject off limits. Speaking at a news conference, Rakowski chided the Western press in particular for one-sided reporting, joking that if all the predictions of the Western press had been accurate, then a member of Solidarity would be speaking to them today as part of the Polish government. And he added, we shall withstand this pressure. Reed Collins, CBS News, Warsaw.
Prince Charles and Princess Diana have begun a tour of Canada. The prince spoke to a friendly crowd when the couple arrived yesterday in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
I know that Halifax has many firsts to its name. It was the first city in British North America, and it's the first city to welcome my wife to Canada.
Charles and Diana originally planned that trip to Canada for last year, but they had to cancel because of the birth of their son, Prince William. Republic Airlines presented a new wage offer to its mechanics late last night, just minutes before a strike deadline. There is no settlement yet, but no strike either while the mechanics consider the offer.
No, I'm such a fool.
No, you're not a fool.
I'm a fool.
You're not a fool. What did you do?
I locked the keys in the car.
You're a fool.
Who are you calling a fool?
You fool.
You've locked your keys in the car. Now what do you do? You turn to the book with a happy ending, the Pacific Telephone Yellow Pages. There you'll find page after page of money-saving coupons. Coupons from your local merchants offering discounts and savings on all kinds of goods and services. Auto repair, camping equipment, hotels, motels, all-night restaurants, and locksmiths.
Hi, you the folks that call the locksmith?
Yeah, we locked our keys.
No, I locked the keys in the car. I'm such a fool.
Oh, you're not a fool, honey. You're the one that thought of the coupon.
Well, I saved us $5.
Yeah.
So remember, whatever you want, whatever you need, turn to the Pacific Telephone Yellow Pages. The book with the coupons. The book with the happy ending.
Made me very happy.
Another monthly economic report is out this morning, and it provides more evidence that the recovery from the recession continues. Ray Brady reports.
The Federal Reserve Board says the output of the nation's mines and factories, its industrial production, rose last month 1.1%, the sixth straight month these figures have been up. The rise is about half the 2% gain reported for the month earlier period, but some slackening in the figures had been expected, and today's figures are being taken as a confirmation the economy is continuing to recover. The report also showed signs that the recovery, which began in the housing industry, now is spreading to other industries. The Federal Reserve said that there were large advances in the production of automotive products, business equipment, and construction supplies. There were also gains in the output of furniture, appliances, and other home goods. Not only are the figures good news for the economy in general, rising production usually means that industry will be hiring workers again, cutting the unemployment rate. Ray Brady, CBS News, New York.
The U.S. dollar opened mixed on world money markets today. Gold moved higher, up $2 an ounce in Zurich and almost a dollar in London. Gold was trading in London at $407.50 an ounce.
Imperial Savings.
I learned how to spell my name.
You did?
Yeah. Want to hear?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Okay. Natalie. N-A-L-A-T-E.
But that's Nellity.
Guess maybe I need more experience.
As we grow, we continue to learn. And of course, one of the best teachers is experience.
So when it comes to making financial decisions that'll affect your future, you'll find a lot of good help and a lot of that necessary experience at Imperial Savings. Nearly $5 billion strong, with over 1,100 employees and 124 convenient branches, all ready to offer sensible financial planning for tomorrow, today. Pick up a complimentary copy of Imperial Savings Tomorrow Poster at any convenient Imperial Savings branch.
FSLIC.
News break. Charles Osgood, CBS News. Things are not always what they seem, and there are several examples in this morning's news. Stand by.
GMAC presents a buyer's bonus. New low 8.8 annual percentage rate financing. It's available on selected new GM cars and pickup trucks at participating Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, Cadillac, and GMC dealers. Yes, qualified retail buyers can get low 8.8 GMAC financing on models delivered in June. Your GM dealer has details. Dealer financial participation may affect consumer cost. 8.8 GMAC financing, our lowest rate in years.
Sears is having a sale that would make any Father's Day. A Craftsman 3/8 inch drill or 7 1/4 inch circular saw, half price at $39.99 each.
For you, Dad.
Or a smoker grill on sale now for $39.88. Save $15.
Like it, Bill?
Or a 40-piece tool set for $29.99. Save 50%.
You made my day.
To make your Father's Day, make it Sears. Savings based on regular separate catalog prices. Minimum savings nationally. Available in most Sears retail stores.
AIDS, the media disease of the year, has people so scared that a San Francisco TV station, KGO-TV, decided to do a live broadcast to demystify the subject and prove that all the hysteria and anxiety about AIDS is uncalled for. Doctors say you can't get AIDS through casual social contact, but AIDS victims have been fired from their jobs and turned out of their homes and treated like the lepers of times past who had to go around ringing a bell and shouting, unclean, unclean, so people could get out of their way. The TV station invited an AIDS victim, Paul Castro, to be on their broadcast, but studio technicians refused to hook a microphone up to him, and he had to take part offstage by telephone. Paranoia begins at home. By the way, the New Jersey company that makes AIDS the appetite suppressant candy says it has no intention of changing its name just because of the disease. AIDS is spelled A-Y-D-S. The company says nobody is confused. And besides AIDS, the diet candy has been around since the 1940s, a lot longer than AIDS the disease has. Independence, Missouri. The town fathers have finally fessed up. Every year, about 2,000 tourists visit Pioneer Spring, the crystal clear limestone waters of which supposedly sustained pioneers starting out on the Oregon Trail in the 1800s. Well, now it comes out that sometime in the mid-1970s, a power company polluted the spring. The contaminated water was run off, and for the last 10 years, the water that kept flowing to keep the tourist dollars flowing came from a city water faucet. It's 100% Missouri Water Company tap water and nothing more. The independent city manager let the truth trickle out at a recent budget hearing. Well, says local historian Pauline Fowler, nobody wanted to destroy the public's illusion that it was a spring still running as it had since the early days. Brother. El Cajon, California. Charles Roberts of Dulzura, California, had a homemade incinerator in his backyard. He made it out of an old washing machine. Now he faces up to 6 months in jail for negligence because the incinerator triggered a 5,000-acre brush fire that took hundreds of men and cost $350,000 to put out. Embarrassing for Roberts, to say the least. He is the fire chief of Dulzura. Stockton, California. Cam Chin Lee, a restaurant worker, has been sending $100 a month to his wife in China for years. Cam fled China himself many years ago, worked for 29 years in the cane fields of Cuba, moved to Spain, finally settled in America, got this job at a Chinese restaurant there in Stockton, and now he is ready to have his wife, two sons, and daughter join him here. He can finally afford it. Why? Because he saved up enough money? No, because he won the $250,000 slot machine jackpot at Lake Tahoe. Lewiston, Idaho. All the graduates of Lewiston, Idaho High School were asked to return their diplomas, but most of them haven't done it. They sort of liked the little mistake the printer made. For some reason, instead of the state seal of Idaho, the diplomas were emblazoned with the state seal of Montana. Nobody's perfect, you know. Now this.
Oh, my head, my stomach.
I told you, skip
it. Don't say it.
Chili.
Oh.
I told you we should take the girls to a movie, but no. Big Shot wants disco.
I want Tums.
You're holding your head. You need big relief.
Big relief?
Alka-Seltzer. It neutralizes the excess acid your stomach has churned out and speeds relief to your aching head.
This Alka-Seltzer's big relief.
I told you so.
Oh.
Alka-Seltzer, big relief. Read and follow label directions.
Newsbreak, June 15th, 1983. I'm Charles Osgood, CBS News.
CBS News, I'm Richard C. Hautalette. The United States Supreme Court this morning struck down a set of state and local laws that could have made abortion more difficult to obtain, and thereby, in effect, reaffirmed its landmark ruling of 1973, which liberalized women's rights to demand abortions. The court threw out regulations adopted in Virginia, Missouri, and Akron, Ohio, including a requirement that abortions for women more than 3 months pregnant be performed in hospitals. In an Ohio case, it upheld the requirement that minors get the consent of a parent or a judge before having an abortion. Dr. Jack Wilkie of the National Right to Life Committee said he was shocked, dismayed, and upset by the court's decision.
This was not anti-abortion legislation. This was pro-woman legislation. Its aim was to safeguard women's rights during the procedure. It did not in any way restrict reasons for abortion. And the court, in its zeal to promote abortion on demand, has swept away even these minimal attempted regulations to protect women.
On the other hand, Jane Watring of the Akron Center for Reproductive Health, which brought one of the suits, applauded the court's ruling.
What the Akron abortion ordinance would have the doctor read is a litany of misinformation, beginning with life begins at conception. As far as the abortion ordinance being choice enhancing, it's absolutely ridiculous. This was intended to scare women and to harass them and to prevent them from seeking abortion services.
Now this.
All visitors on board, please leave the ship immediately.
Excuse me, I have to get on this ship. Anne.
Oh, thank goodness you're back. Did you find the cash and traveler's check?
No. Everything okay?
We lost our traveler's checks.
When things look bad, American Express looks good.
What kind were they?
American Express.
Relax. They have an office in Nassau. We dock there tomorrow.
Oh, what a relief. American Express traveler's checks can be refunded at nearly 1,000 travel service offices. Don't leave home without them.
Gene Kelly for RCA Video Disc.
Does your home library excite you, enlighten you, even frighten you? Well, then start a new one with RCA Video Discs. The RCA Video Disc player lets you collect a whole library of great movies, concerts, Broadway shows, and more. Starting at just $14.98. Players start at $2.99. So why not start that library right now? RCA Video Disc. It'll open your eyes.
Prices optional with dealer.
Soviet party leader Yuri Andropov ended a two-day closed session of the Communist Party Central Committee in Moscow today, blowing hot and cold on the issue of armaments. He said the Kremlin is determined to maintain what he called the military strategic balance between socialism and imperialism. However, he added, Moscow is actively seeking disarmament agreements with the West. In Washington, Secretary of State George Shultz, speaking to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, took a sober but relaxed view of Soviet-American relations.
It is sometimes said that Soviet-American relations are worse than ever. Certainly, the issues dividing our two countries are serious. But let us not be misled by atmospherics, whether sunny or, as they now seem to be, stormy.
West Germany's Minister of Defense says the Soviet Union has been deploying new short-range nuclear missiles in Eastern Europe. Some SS-21s with an 80-mile range are already stationed in East Germany, he said. President Reagan is on the road for a second straight day today, pushing his basics in education ideas. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, the president, in a prepared speech, is appealing for broad support and denouncing those who, in his words, would divide, delay, and drag us down in the field of education. As many as 300 bald eagles have been killed in the past 3 years in this country to provide supplies for Indian artifacts, so-called, sold on a black market. Today, federal agents in 8 states swooped down to break up the operation. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says before they are through, as many as 50 people will be charged. Stocks and other news after this.
Confidence, confidence, we install it at Sears.
Right now. now, Sears Best is on sale. Save $15 on the powerful Die Hard battery, only $54.99 with trade-in. Get $7 off Steady Rider radial tune shocks, only $14.99 each, installation extra. And save $10 on a Craftsman timing light, now only $34.99. Minimum savings nationally. But hurry, the sale on these items ends Saturday, June 18th. At Sears Tyron Auto Centers, we install confidence. Sears.
If you turn off the TV, I'll show you your surprise. I made you a sandwich.
Roast beef?
Yep.
On rye?
That's right.
With lots and lots of Miracle Whip salad dressing?
Oh, we're out of Miracle Whip.
We're out of Miracle Whip.
A sandwich just isn't a sandwich without the tangy zip of Miracle Whip salad dressing. The bread spread from Kraft.
Industrial production in the United States registered its sixth consecutive monthly rise in May, 1.1%, with cars, business equipment, and construction supplies leading the way. Economists greeted today's news. Wall Street was not impressed. At this hour, the Dow Jones average is down 5.81. Volume on the big board, 38,880,000 shares. The Dow Jones Industrials, 1221.45. Richard C. Hotelet, CBS News.